America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Believe It or Not.
The show where we believe it.
Or do we?
We don't.
I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm Damian Depping.
And today, we're recording late into the night.
Oh, so late.
It's 9:20 p.m.
I had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. And I had a short day, and I'm healthy as I can be.
Does my voice sound different? It feels different.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, it's so sultry.
Yeah, it's so sultry, sexy, and it's getting... sultry, sexy, and getting me going.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
If I cough a bunch, I'll try. I won't cough under the mic, but if you hear that in the background, it's just me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll add a sound effect every time you do it.
Yeah. Like, can you put a little boing boing or something?
Yeah. You're making your coughing noises, and my chair won't stop squeaking, so it's gonna be good.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've been noticing that. With Spook, the chair that Cody sits in is very squeaky.
Okay.
And whenever he moves, it just goes like every fucking time. So I guess every show I do has an annoying squeaky chair.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's cool.
The theme of my life now.
But speaking of annoying squeaky chair, I'm trying to think of how to
segue that one.
Let's read the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, the Bible is like an annoying squeaky chair.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it.
Like, what are you supposed to do with it? Throw it out? Yeah. Who's going to take it?
Who's going to take it? Exactly.
And it's old.
Yeah.
And old white people like it?
Old white people love it.
Yeah. I mean, not all of them.
No.
I'm sure when we're old white people, we won't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe we will. I'm thinking about having a change of heart in the next 5 years where I just abandon my sinful life and, you know, just try something new.
Yeah. Would you start a religion and would you just join one?
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it better to start off with one, you know, something established, kind of get a feel for things and then be like, you know what? I'm ready to branch out on my own.
Yeah. Well, it's like Creed said on The Office where he was like, I've been in many cults, sometimes as a leader, sometimes as a follower. A lot more fun as a follower, but you make a lot more money as a leader.
That's true. When you said Creed, I thought you were going to say, the band. With arms wide open.
Oh. It's like Creed once said, with arms wide open.
That's really what I thought you were going to say.
Speaking of Creed, the Bible. You have any religious friends or family on Facebook?
Kind of, yeah. I know a few people on Facebook who are a little,
You ever see a pro-life meme? Or any sort of pro-life opinions?
I've seen opinions, maybe not necessarily but from people I know, but I have seen them.
Yeah, okay. So I want to read, this is a Bible verse you see sometimes in these like Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm.
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalm 139, verse 13.
Okay.
But they don't use this verse, which is a couple chapters earlier.
So they should be using that one, or they do use
that one? They do use that one.
But it's taken out of context.
Yeah. It is, because it's talking about a specific person. It's not saying, hey.
All babies?
Yeah. But then in Psalm 137, verse 8, it says, daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
Yeah, God was all about killing babies.
Yeah, he was.
You'd think with all the baby killing in the Bible.
Yeah.
These people would love abortions.
Yeah, and the thing is, and like I said with that first one, yeah, they were talking about a specific person, just like in Jeremiah 1:5, which you see a lot.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Jeremiah, he was a bullfrog, and God said about this bullfrog, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
Wait, does that mean God lives in your balls?
I think so. Well, because, okay, so they're like, oh yeah, God knew us in the womb. But then what about this verse in Hosea 9 verse 14? Is this about everybody too or just the ones you pick? Because this one says, give them, O Lord, what you will give. Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts.
That's the thing. I find that a lot of times it's not everyone. It's just the people they choose.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't a lot of this stuff about God's chosen people? Yeah. And, you know, people themselves were saying, we're the chosen people of God. Yeah. And then they're not the chosen people of God because they have a different God.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's this other thing. I'm not going to read it because it's like a full chapter. But if anybody has some time, you can read Numbers 5, verse 11 to 21.
I know you were talking about the Bible first, but it's really funny when you said, you can read Numbers 5. 21.
21 is a like, good number, too.
All good numbers.
That's where God's like, okay, so you think your wife might be cheating on you? Mm-hmm. Here's what you can do. Bring her to the priest. The priest will give her this bread or water, and if it's not your baby, she will be cursed and she'll miscarry. And if it is your baby, she'll be fine. So God's like, here's how I'll do an abortion for you if it's not your kid.
So he does a God abortion.
Yeah. Okay. God does a God abortion in the Bible.
Gives him a
more than
did
once.
You say bitter water?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It has like roots in it. And stuff, and then they cause a curse.
Oh, great. So they give the mom Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And then...
and then the...
she miscarries because of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah. So the Bible's not 100% clear.
No, that's not very clear at all.
No.
Is that most of the stuff that people who are like, God says that fetuses are... Life begins at conception.
Yeah.
Is that kind of all it is?
That's kind of all it is.
There's nothing that explicitly says life begins at conception.
No. And then, that's why people didn't believe that until recently.
So why is that so? I mean, that's such a big argument for pro-life is that life begins at conception.
Yeah. Now, I remember watching a while ago. I know Sam Harris is like kind of a douche, but
but what are you going to do?
Yeah. But I was watching a video of him a while ago talking about like how when you assign a soul to people, you kind of have to figure out, well, when does that soul, you know, get into the body? And so it's like, is it when it's born, does God like come down and pop a soul into it then? Or is it when it's conceived? So it becomes this like game of when do you get a soul? And then if you have a soul, we can't kill you. And it just becomes this weird, dumb, complicated thing. It's just silly.
I know some people say once it has like a heartbeat or whatever, and people say all kinds of things.
Yeah, like the heartbeat bill, which is actually not a heartbeat. It's just like a little electrical pulse. It's it's not a heart yet.
Yeah, I'd say if you don't want it, just dump it, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, 3 years old? Gone.
Set it and forget it. Yeah, exactly. You want to talk some history? That's my short form for history. Is just
you mean his story? His story.
Yeah, this is more like a her story.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were doing that for the Women's World Cup, Soccer World Cup. Witness her story.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know if it was her story, like history, or if it was just her story.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not sure.
Because you were watching it without sound?
Yeah, there's no sound.
Yeah.
It was at work.
Oh, that makes sense. And I thought it was just creepy.
It was a commercial.
Right. So North America during the 1600s to 1900, it was basically up to each tribe or village whether or not it was legal. And most places it wasn't really an issue.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, how many people even lived through childhood?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so many children were dying anyway. They're just like, if you're going to kill them early,
exactly.
Save them 3 years of suffering.
Yeah, Spanish and Portuguese cultures or colonies, abortion was illegal, but pretty much any of like the French or English colonies, it was legal. I think it's probably, and I could be wrong, it's probably more because like Catholicism has always kind of seen it as evil. And I feel like, and this is something I didn't really find any research on, but I feel like because Catholics are against birth control of any form, then it might be a completely different issue than whether it's a soul or whether it's a baby. They're just against birth control.
That's true. But so that could be it.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Was it the Catholic Church who was a lot big into the indulgences?
Yeah, it was.
I'm wondering. I'm wondering if that played any factor into it as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So maybe not. This is just me grasping at straws.
And that's what we should name this podcast:
grasping at straws. Yeah.
From 1776 to 1800s, as you know, the country was actually a country of America. It was viewed as socially unacceptable, but was never illegal.
Yep.
you gotta be married and you gotta have kids. But if you're having an abortion, then you're just a hoe or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think as the Victorian era,
you a hoe. Yeah. I'm sure is very
Victorian.
Very much what they
said. Exactly. And as, you know, society, they wanted to be more proper and stuff like that. It was kind of frowned upon more as a social status thing than
was. So you got a baby dumpy then.
Yeah, exactly.
Not an abortion.
So it wasn't illegal until 1860. Got a note here.
In
America.
Only in America.
But then there was a bunch of like ads and stuff I saw when I was reading, like, they would have these ads for these pills and stuff that would treat female complaints.
Female complaint, yeah.
Yeah, and female, restore female regularity.
This sounds a lot like when the doctors were using vibrators and dildos on women to cure their hysteria.
Hysteria, yeah.
Yeah. And that was another, this is reminding me of history class now too, thinking of all the crazy things that they do.
Yeah.
With euphemisms like that.
Yeah. Through the 1900s, especially into the 1950s and 60s, there was more of a push for it to be legalized. And then, you know, Roe versus Wade happens.
Yeah.
And before that, the only kind of Christian organizations that were against abortion were Catholic organizations. And it was really just like the one that was organized by a group of Catholic bishops.
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody else was just like, whatevs. Like,
yeah, you know what?
Yeah, the Southern Baptist Society or whatever was officially for abortion.
Oh.
Yeah, which is one of the biggest opponents to it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, times change, people change.
Yeah. But then, so Roe versus Wade happens, and then, like we talked about on the Christian Right episode, Jerry Falwell was angry that they were going to take his government funding away for his school because he didn't want to allow black people in his school. Jones University didn't want to allow black people. Liberty didn't want to allow black people. So they created the moral majority, but people, they couldn't band people together. So they decided to start preaching against abortion and saying that it's murder. And that's kind of what the start was.
That's what they rallied around?
Yeah, okay. It was preachers wanting to get government funding for their crazy racist schools.
Right.
So they started preaching against abortion so that they could create a moral majority and this, like, yeah.
So their racism wasn't grabbing the nation, so they decided to go with baby killing.
To go with baby killing, frame it as, that's when they started using unborn baby and preborn baby instead of fetus or whatever.
You know they don't actually care about the babies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing everyone says is like, you know, once the baby's born, they don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like social welfare programs, young mother, none of that stuff. They don't care about any of that. So,
well, it's even like those pregnancy care centers that, you know, are like those pro-life, anti-abortion pregnancy care centers. They're, you know, they'll give food and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like diapers and clothes and stuff for the first little while, and then they're just on their own.
Yeah.
So they, like, so you feel like comfortable, like, okay, we can do this, and then you're still left on your own and there's still no help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my thing about it too, my other thing about this too is that don't they see the statistics and realize that having access to these things don't cause people to get more abortions, but it actually gives them, I mean, these fun programs that do sexual health orientation, it allows people to know their options, it allows people to know all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it actually would end up, it ends up causing a decrease
in
unwanted pregnancies to begin with.
Yeah. And so often, too, it'll be these pro-life, and really we should be saying anti-abortion, because they're not pro-life. They're not against the death penalty. They're not.
No, they're not murder.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah. They're also a lot of times abstinence only, and
which is horrible.
Yeah, it's
and unrealistic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, the big thing.
How do you practice safe sex? Don't have sex.
It's such a irresponsible way to raise somebody.
Yeah. How do you practice safe swimming? Don't swim.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because the way to get less abortions is to make abortions legal.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. That's as simple as it is.
And it's safer for the people getting them, and it's safer for everybody, really.
Yeah, exactly. And so protests have been going on for all these years outside of abortion clinics. A lot of places are starting to get better laws
those
protecting.
People are fucking
yeah,
sick.
Yeah. Like when you see those posters, like we get them outside of Union Station in Toronto.
Oh, those people are disgusting.
Like, yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're one of those people, fuck you. That's
yeah,
what I gotta
exactly.
say. That's it. I
yeah.
mean, you're harassing someone at one of the most difficult times in their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you think you have some moral high ground here.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. And but yeah, a lot of places are starting to get laws that protect you have to be a certain mm-hmm. distance away from abortion clinics if you're yeah. protesting. There's a lot of organizations too that counteract and they'll go there yeah. specifically to help women get from one place to another without
yeah,
being bothered.
I think
and
we might have talked about this before.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like it. This
yeah.
this feels very familiar.
Yeah.
Sorry if we're treading old ground here, folks.
Yeah, we did do the Christian Right episode, so there's definitely some...
There's going to be some overlap. So we're going to get angry about
yeah,
this again.
Yeah, exactly. But there's also different methods that the right-wingers and these religious groups try to get like passed into laws and bills and stuff yeah. into states and provinces. And on that note too, like America, it's going crazy, but a lot of people think, oh, Canada, we're safe, but we have people like Sam Osterhoff and we have, yeah, terrible.
It happens here too. It's yeah. Yeah. I mean, you forget like a lot, like, okay, a lot of progressive kind of stuff focused around urban centers, I guess, but
yeah.
that's not to say that the rest of the country is, there's a lot of, not that.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of
yeah.
that happening in the city. Not happening in the city as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to generalize between the two, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and some of the things they'll do, there's targeted restrictions on mm-hmm. abortion providers, or TRAP for short, which is they just adding laws upon laws for abortion clinics of, like, you have to have hospital admittance rights, or you have to
yeah.
have, like, a certain type of lab...
Aren't there ones where it's like you need to have like a parent's permission for certain
yeah.
things, and then
yeah,
I've heard of some
and there's
of these.
Like yeah, there's laws where you have to have the father of the baby's permission,
yeah,
and so then a lot of times you have to end up doing a DNA test mm-hmm. where you have to like get a terrible needle, like yeah.
it makes it into a long legal battle too,
yeah.
and then by the time you get to the point where you can actually get all the stuff in order, it's
yeah.
too late to get one, right?
Yeah, and then like we said earlier, there's fetal heartbeat laws.
Yep.
And which, like I said, it's not a heartbeat. It's and even if it was, what does that mean?
It's a cluster of cells.
Yeah. And it's also a lot of times women don't even know they're pregnant until after they can
yep.
detect it. So it's
yeah.
it's a abortion ban, which is unconstitutional.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cutting public funding is one simple way that a lot mm-hmm. of lawmakers do it, just make it impossible to
yeah.
get public funding. A lot of states have 24-hour to 72-hour waiting periods. So you go in, you say you want an abortion, you have to wait 24 hours to 72
right,
hours.
Yeah, so you can think about it. Don't a lot of those, too, they give you materials showing like
yeah.
why you should keep the baby,
yeah.
and it's just like, this is what its heartbeat. A lot of them... they do ultrasounds. That's another one I've
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, ultrasound.
Is that
laws.
They
yeah.
have to do an ultrasound before and show you the mm-hmm. ultrasound before
yeah.
you're like, this is the thing you're going to murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
Like, yeah. And like with the waiting ones too, one of the big problems is if you're from out in the middle of nowhere and you have
yeah.
to go into the city to
mm-hmm.
get an abortion,
oh,
that
fuck.
Means you have to stay there for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And so now you're paying for accommodations and stuff on top of like what you have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's awful. Some states have it where you have to pay for a burial or cremation
really?
Of the fetus. Yeah. The Church of Satan actually was great for protesting that one.
Yeah.
Because they said that it was against their religion. And so you're impeding on their religious rights by making...
They're doing some good stuff.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. Oh yeah, one thing too. I think it was in Texas a few years ago when they did the cremation bill.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody started a cum socks for Congress thing.
Oh my God.
And it was usually fake cum socks. Like they'd put like just hand cream or whatever in the sock and mail it to their congressperson saying, can you please bury this for me?
That's so fucking gross.
Yeah.
That is so gross.
Yeah. I would not participate, but I get what they're going for. Mm. Yeah. And the crisis pregnancy care centers, which I have visited one of them in
okay.
Alberta. We had to with school for one of my classes. And also I went once to meet with somebody just about, because I was a naive Bible college boy, mm-hmm. and I wanted to have some resources if any of my kids did, you know, start becoming sexually active or whatever. I wanted to have resources for them. But I guess I was being proactive, but I wasn't really thinking of what kind of a gross place those places are.
Yeah.
And also I had a crush on the girl who worked the front desk.
Oh, so that's probably what it was.
Yeah. I went to school with her and I was like,
come here often?
Yeah.
I work here.
But yeah, they're kind of gross organizations too, because they don't always tell you the actual facts of what's going on. A lot of times people think they are abortion clinics. They get in and
they surprise you.
They surprise you, and it's
the old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
It's funny that they have to resort to that to try and trick you.
Yeah. Back to the protests. Let's talk about some laws and the specific laws. British Columbia has a 10-meter fixed buffer zone around doctors' offices. Ontario, it's a 50-meter. Fuck you, British Columbia.
50 meter, much better.
Yeah. Why would Toronto be a 500 feet if Ontario is 50 meter?
It might be harder to regulate in the city distances.
Right. Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah. And Calgary is, they have a fixed buffer zone around the clinics. So it just depends on the clinic itself, it looks like.
True.
But yeah, laws in the States. Yeah. Not a lot of states, but yeah.
A few.
A few have laws protecting the women, as opposed to protecting the protesters.
Well, we say there's a few, but then half the, well, not a few of the states are trying to dismantle that whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, still.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers.
Yeah.
And we talk, I think, is it Alabama that is doing it right now?
Yeah, Alabama and Georgia.
They're trying to like overturn Roe versus Wade type of stuff. It's like,
yeah, basically they outlawed abortion in the state so it'll go to the Supreme Court so they can fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awful. I think we were talking on another episode about when I was in the car and in an Uber, and the Uber driver was playing this program talking about like the pro-life movement and how to get laws passed and what they're doing to make sure that abortion is a thing of the past. And I was like, shut it off, shut it off.
I kind of want to see, I want to see the correlation between states that have very strong anti-abortion stances and very poor educational quality standards.
Yeah. Well, isn't Alabama, Alabama's number 50 in education.
Yeah.
And number one in making abortion.
So let's take that into account, not just for the choice of people to be anti-abortion, but your focus is so much more on making more children.
Yeah.
But not properly educating them once they're there.
Not properly educating them so they maybe have a chance at a good life and maybe have a chance to get the fuck out of Alabama.
Let's just make a higher instance that they'll probably get somebody knocked up.
Yeah, exactly.
And probably need an abortion.
Yeah, yeah. What if we, as a planet Earth, just didn't have Alabama?
I don't want to say that because I don't. I'm not throwing the state under the bus.
Yeah.
No, but I know there are definitely many, many great people there.
Yeah.
We're doing a general thing, just saying from the voting majority.
Yeah.
Which can be a very horrible way to look at a place.
Yeah, it's
but,
true. Yeah.
And it does not necessarily reflect the place as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah, you also have to think about the people who are in there fighting the good fight and the people who are
Of course. And then the people who are too afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, unable to say
anything. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw I don't want to throw
this. Plus that's where Forrest Gump is from.
Yeah. We just your government there is full of shitheads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of the violence and stuff. So there's been 11 murders in the United States since 1990, as well as 41 bombings of abortion clinics and abortion doctors.
It's really funny when you're like, we need to save these lives by potentially killing other people.
Yeah, exactly. And they think that's what they think they're doing. They think it's like sacrificing one person to save all these babies' lives or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago watching a program, I think on like the CBC or the National or something like that, where they actually went into a church that was giving away awards for people who, you know, killed abortion doctors.
I mean, I guess it's like, you know, they consider them like heroes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Exactly. Weird. Yeah. So it's one of those things where, yeah, it just started off as a political ploy, basically.
Has it really changed, though?
Yeah. No, not really.
I don't think it has.
In people's hearts, I think it has in a lot of way, where it's like for a lot of people, it is a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely just used as a way to.
I think that's all it really. I mean, for the people who are protesting it or whatever,
yeah,
they've really drunk the Kool-Aid as far as that goes. But
yeah,
I think the issue as a whole is such a just a huge political piece.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah, exactly. Overall, I think. The tides are changing in a lot of people's opinions, mm-hmm. hopefully.
We can say that about a lot of things, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah. I think, I don't know. You know, you try to have a optimistic view of how things are going to be, how things are hopefully changing, and I don't know. But yeah, like we said, it's also kind of the scariest time in a long time for abortion rights and...
Yeah.
With all these things passing. And I think the fact that, you know, the Supreme Court in the States is so so conservative now.
Yeah.
People think they have, like, they're, you know, this might be your only chance to get these things passed. So they're pushing all this anti-abortion stuff through as much as possible.
Well, I think we've said before, we're hoping it's just like this... last hurrah from a older dying generation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hope it is.
Yeah, same.
Just leave people alone.
Yeah, exactly. Also, catchphrase of the podcast, why do you care?
I mean, these things have no effect on your life whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's not like they're going into kindergarten classrooms and fucking smashing kids' heads in with hammers.
Yeah.
These things aren't, they're unborn. Yeah. There's nothing there.
Yeah. But if people were going into kindergarten class and smashing their kids' heads with hammers,
yep.
All they would say is, well, we just need to give the teachers hammers so they have something to defend.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, let's not look at the underlying problems about why these things are happening. Let's just arm the teachers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So when the first responders get there, they don't know who to fire at.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever has the gun.
Yeah. Should we move on to Christian rock lyric of the week?
Yeah, before we get too much like more angry about shit.
More angry, depressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
All right, so this one, I thought I'd go a different route than I normally do.
Is this a ballad?
It's not a ballad. What I thought I'd do is, because I found a Christian song about abortion.
Oh.
But not in the way, not like that Creed one that we used on the Christian right one. This is from a guy named Steve Taylor, who I've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. He likes to call people out, and he likes to call Christians out. And so this song is called I Bombed the Clinic Real Good. I Blew Up the Clinic Real Good. It's just a story about an ice cream truck driver who wants to have more kids around so he can sell them ice cream. So he blew up the abortion clinic. And it's a critique of turning a blind eye to the violence in the name of Christianity. Yep. Here's some lyrics. Now, you don't care if it's a baby or a tissue blob. But if we run out of youngsters, I'll be out of a job. And so I did my duty cleaning up the neighborhood. I blew up the clinic real good. So that's our Christian rock.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I like them.
I think we got to put in the drop, abortions for some, miniature American flags for all.
Exactly.
So you can find that clip. Throw that in here for
we'll
this episode.
We'll throw that in there. Yeah.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others.
Yay! And like us, subscribe, rate us on iTunes, comment.
And tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it.
Or not.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.